My name is Jim Taylor. I am one of the pastors on staff here at Grace. And as we approach our series on the book of Esther, just want to give you a couple ideas as you think about how to engage the scriptures on your own. And I think often we don't think of the Bible as a form of media, but it is mediated communication. It is God's word to us mediated through all different types of literature. So we have narrative, we have story, there's history, poetry, there's personal letters, all different types of literature, forms of media. And as I think about how we consume media in our culture, how my family consumes media, one of the things we love to do is we love to watch movies. And so one of our favorite movies is Star Wars, because it's one of the few movies you can watch with a 14-year-old and a 3-year-old. And so we have family movie night, and that's a family favorite. But we don't just sit down and watch 10 minutes a day for 2 weeks. We take 2 hours and we watch the movie all together in one sitting at one time. And then the other thing is, we don't just watch it once and then forget about it. We like to watch movies over and over. My kids love to do that. They become more familiar with the story and the characters. And so if we could take those principles from how we consume media and apply them to how we read the Bible, how we think about the scriptures, then a couple things stand out and result in some challenges for us. One of those principles would be to take a book like Esther, it's 10 chapters, and read it entirely, just in one sitting. And so if you read at a normal pace, you can read it in about 15 minutes. If you're a slow reader like me, you can read it in about 20, 25 minutes. But just block out that amount of time and read all the way through the book. And then another challenge for us, another idea, another principle would be to revisit it over and over, to read it multiple times, not just read it once and you kind of forget about it, but to go back and read it over and over again. Do it several times in a week. If you do that, I think you will find that you will understand some new things about the story. You'll see some things in the scriptures that you didn't see before. You'll begin to understand the story and the characters in a new way. And I think it'll be really valuable for you as you engage the word on your own.